It's time for Squawk Talk, talking business to business. Squawk Talk highlights business and business owners in the Atlanta area. Squawk Talk is brought to you by Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration.
Good afternoon. We're broadcasting live from the Eagle's Nest in the heart of Atlanta. Welcome to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. I'm your host, Kate Skirmerhorn from Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. Joining me in the studio today is Mark Thompson from Housemasters. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, good morning, Kate. How are you doing?
Very well. And Annette Broadwell and Elizabeth Pope, both from Rentals.com. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to start off the show today with Mark Thompson from Housemasters. Mark, start us off. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do with Housemaster.
Hi, thanks, Kate. I'm with Housemaster Property Inspections, and we do both residential and also commercial inspections. We've been in business for about 2.5 years. Housemaster is a franchise system. So it's nationally, we've had about 2 million inspections, and here locally, we're have about 10,000 inspections.
And do you inspect just single-family homes, or do you inspect rental homes, commercial? What kind of things do you inspect?
We inspect probably light commercial and also the residential, and then probably a little bit on the apartments, apartments, not many.
Some I'll say family, but mostly in the single-family.
Mostly single-family, yes.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about, for those who are listening who may not understand all that a home inspector does, you hear about when people buy a home that they need to get their house inspected. What kind of things does a home inspector actually inspect for?
Sure. Yeah. I guess statistically, only about 80% of people have their homes inspected. There's probably 20% of the people think they know what they're doing. And I guess for a while I sat in that category myself. I used to be a general contractor and I thought I knew. But then as you get into it, it's a little bit more difficult. But the home inspector will basically start with looking anywhere from the roof, start all the way down to foundations, and then usually top down, outside in. Then you go inside, then top down. It takes typically about 3 hours to walk through a standard house. And, we'll do things. We tell a customer to show up a little bit late because unless you like to watch the dishwasher run, it's pretty boring.
And so are you making recommendations of things that need to be changed or improved in the home, or are you just simply telling them, here's what I found that's right and here's what I found that's wrong?
Yeah, that's a good question. We actually follow an IDEA process. That's a kind of idea. It's identify, describe, explain, and advise. And so the process, once we identify something, we usually make a recommendation as to what they should take and the actions they take. And sometimes that just might be monitor. You know, mm-hmm. It doesn't always repair this or take care of that, but sometimes you should be monitoring this condition. This may be an issue that you pops up in a few years or so.
Okay. So is what qualifications does it take for someone to be a home inspector? Is there a licensing process that has to go through?
That's kind of an interesting question. In the state of Georgia, there are no requirements to be a home inspector. Mm-hmm. Anybody with a flashlight and ladder can go out and inspect your house. And I'm surprised sometimes I find people that are uninsured, don't know what they're doing, and really don't know what they're inspecting.
And so talk to us now. You're a professional home inspector. Obviously, you have a background in general contracting. Why would somebody need to hire a professional home inspector when they're buying a home?
Yeah, that's a pretty good question too. There are a lot of good home inspectors here in Atlanta, and those guys are usually the ones that have some sort of educational background. They have, it might be a college degree or master's degree. They also might have some sort of certification that's associated with that or association. I actually belong to ASHI. It's the American Society of Home Inspectors, and you'd be ASHI certified, which means you've inspected at least 250 homes. Mm-hmm. But there are also organizations like InterNACHI and NAHI. And so there's a lot of organizations. And probably the third thing to look at when you're looking at home inspectors is does this person guarantee the work? Are they insured? I'm surprised sometimes when I talk to other home inspectors, they're not insured. So I'd be looking for somebody that really stand behind their work and say, hey, this is we see what we did and we're willing to stand behind that.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody was selling their home, is it the homeowner's responsibility to find the home inspector, or do you usually work with the real estate agents and the real estate agents say, here's the home inspector I recommend? How does that work?
Yeah, traditionally it comes from the real estate agent. They usually give three names, and then the customer will select one from that. We usually give a lot of the agents flyers and stuff like that so they can pass it on to the consumer. And the consumer then looks at the flyer and makes the decision who will be the home inspector. We've had just a small percentage of our customers that come through the web. But usually it's for specialized services. They want infrared camera or they want to look at mold or water penetration. Usually a very unique situation when they come through the web.
Okay. Well, that kind of follows on the next question I had was typically people think about a home inspector when they're selling their house or buying a house. I guess the buyer is really the one that buys the home inspector. What other instances would somebody hire a home inspector?
Well, we've actually had a couple. One is a lot of times for insurance claims, insurance purposes. There's been some sort of, a tree fell on the house. They want to make sure that the work has been done to a level of standard that is acceptable. We'll come in and just check out the foundation, or we'll check out the roof. Or it might be just isolated, inspections.
And is that the insurance company that's bringing you in at that point, or is that the homeowner saying, I want to make sure that the work that the insurance company is paying for is done properly?
It's usually the homeowner, because they're looking for that last payment in order to get the payment from the insurance company. So the homeowners will actually contact us and say, can you come out and check this out so I can get my money?
Okay. All right. Well, we're listening to Mark Thompson from House Master. Make sure I get the name correctly. Mark, let me ask you, so what are some of the common things that you're seeing that people do, or that you're finding errors or things that are wrong in the house? Obviously, there's probably some standard things that you see that people always seem to have a problem. And what kind of things could people do to prevent that from happening?
Yeah, thanks. We get a lot of our belief is trying to keep small problems small, and usually it's the maintenance that people let go after a period of time. It's the maintenance on the decks. It's the maintenance on keeping the house painted. And so probably the biggest thing that I find during the inspection process is wood deterioration. Mm-hmm. That somebody hasn't kept the house painted up, and they don't have somebody that goes out there and just stays on top of that stuff, because when you sell the house, the new buyer does not want to find a house that has wood rot.
Right.
It's the last thing they want to find. The last thing they want to do is just take care of more problems, unless you're somebody like me, used to be a contractor, and you love that.
Right. So keeping things painted on a regular basis, what kind of things inside the home do you find that is one of the most common things that people could do? Simple maintenance could have prevented a problem.
Well, probably the more common problems I find when I go inside the house is usually the dishwasher and or the water heater. There's not so much you can do in the maintenance. The dishwashers, I've been in my house for 19 years, and I'm on my third dishwasher. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those things notoriously that fails. And so that's kind of one of the things when you're looking at it, try and, see if there's a leaking so we try and run the dishwasher, see if any water puddles on the floor and stuff like that. So,
okay. And I'm sure in your years of experience with this, you've seen some pretty interesting things. What has been some of the most unusual things that you have found during a part of a home inspection?
Yeah, one of them, it was a beautiful home that was up off of Lake Lanier, and everything was going really pretty good. And then I was trying to get into the attic, because it's one of the things we went check out, and I noticed that they had removed all the attic, so they'd removed the stairs to the attic, and I was kind of grumbling because my ladder weighs about 60 pounds, and I'm toughing it up three floors to get it up there, and I immediately got into the attic, and my glasses fogged up, and I couldn't see very well, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. And once I started clearing up, I noticed there was a lot of liners and there was a lot of electricity up in the attic. And I was trying to and the client wasn't there. It was just an agent. And I was saying, hey, Mike, come here. They got a grow op going up here in the attic. And so they were growing tomatoes up in the attic. It was really kind of funny.
It's like their own little greenhouse.
Greenhouse. I don't know what they were thinking. Of course, when they sell the house, if somebody's going to go up there and look at that thing. You just can't have things, kind of your grow ops. And
growing and no insulation is not one that's going to sell a house.
Yeah. But they had removed all the evidence, I guess,
Okay. Well, we're coming up this coming weekend on daylight savings time, and that's the time when most people think about smoke detectors. What are some of the things that you have found? Is there a difference in smoke detectors, or that you find that people have problems reminding to do with their smoke detectors in the house?
Yeah. So it's probably not well known. There are different types of smoke detectors. There's a ionization smoke detector, which is probably in 90% of the homes. It's probably most of the rentals that are out there today. And they detect smoldering smoke within about 28 minutes. There's a new type of smoke detector that's out there. It's called a photoelectric smoke detector. It'll detect smoke within 8 minutes. Hmm. And so you get almost 20 minutes to get out of the house quicker. So probably most people don't know that. And so as you look at your smoke detector and you check your batteries, usually on your birthday or sometime around that, or daylight savings. So that's probably a good time to look at your smoke detectors and try and see if you can switch them out, because that extra couple minutes really does mean a lot.
That 20 minutes can be the difference of saving your house or not.
It can be.
Calling 911 quickly. 20 minutes can make a big difference in the home. What do you find in anything about like carbon monoxide detectors? Are those still important in the homes today? Are you still finding people using those?
Well, absolutely. It's kind of a difficult question, because carbon monoxide detectors weren't required really before probably about 2005. And so the when you inspect the house, you can't ding it too hard if it doesn't have carbon monoxide detectors. We do recommend that they put them in there. But a lot of times we find with carbon monoxide detectors and also smoke detectors that people will remove the batteries because they get a lot of false alerts and false alarms. And, you know, you're cooking your chicken, so you want to try and take them out. So a lot of times when I go in there, it's like we'll test them all and make sure that they're still working.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mark, tell us a little bit about what do you love the most about what you do?
What do I love most about what I do? Well, I came out of corporate America and I was with a large telecommunications firm for 30 years. And I always wanted to have a small business. And so, you know, it's really kind of neat because you can hide in, a lot of times in a large corporation. It's easy to hide. In the corporation I was in, there was over 90,000 people. And I was very successful. In a small business, you're accountable for everything. You're the guy that, makes the copies. You're the guy that sharpens the pencils, as well as the person that's drumming up the business. And so, you know, like any small business, you're out there and you're always trying to drive new business. And, you know, so it's that's the part I like, and really trying to take something that didn't exist to something that's there and something that can be ongoing and sustainable.
Very nice. Now, you mentioned Housemaster is a franchise chain. What service area do you cover here in the metro area?
Yeah, I have most of northern part of Atlanta, Alpharetta to Johns Creek, Buford, Cumming, and then so it's a pretty good footprint. But we also inspect. I inspect all the way down to Conyers, to Villarica, to Winder, to Ball Ground. So we spend a lot of time, windshield time.
So a lot of windshield time in Metro. Yeah.
Yeah. I traded my corporate airline miles to basically windshield time on the 285, just driving around.
Very good. So, Mark, if somebody was listening and they're thinking about buying a home and they're needing that home inspector, how would they go about finding a little more information about you?
Well, sure. First, they'd have our phone number, so 770-847-0449, or they can find us on the web at northatlantahousemaster.com.
Great. Mark Thompson from Housemaster, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
Our next guest on the Squawk Talk is Elizabeth Pope and Annette Broadwell from Rentals.com. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks, Kate.
How are you doing?
So I'm going to start off, give each of you an opportunity just to tell us a little bit about yourself, and then take it away with talking a little bit about Rentals.com.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Pope. I'm the National Account Executive at Rentals.com, and I've been there for about 4 years, so I've seen a lot of changes in the rental market and industry over that time frame. So, so that's a little bit about myself. I handle the national accounts there, so, you know, nationwide in every market.
Okay, and Annette?
And I've been with Rentals.com for a little over a year, and I'm the Regional Account Manager for the Atlanta area, so I handle the accounts in Atlanta.
Okay. So at Rentals.com, talk to us a little bit about what is Rentals.com? Is that property managed homes, rental sites? What kind of rental sites are we talking about?
So what we're talking about, Rentals.com is actually, a major part of the rental industry because what we do is Rentals.com is basically the door in between potential tenants and property managers.
Okay.
So with 1.4 to 1.7 million unique visitors that go to our site a month looking for rental properties, that's a large opportunity for the property managers to connect with them.
Mm-hmm. And is that single-family homes, multifamily,
it's
commercial?
Both. Mm-hmm. Okay. Single-family and multi-unit. So we don't do too much commercial on our site, but
okay. Mm-hmm. So you'd be working do you work with individual? Say you've got the person that's got like two rental homes, and do you work with the big large companies?
Absolutely, we work with both. So for individuals, they have the opportunity to go out to our site and upload any properties that they have immediately right there from the site.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, the larger companies, then we recommend them give us a call so that we can figure out what package is best for them for their each individual markets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because a lot of them will have different properties in different markets. So we also have several different sites. We have rentals, rental houses, and rent.com that we house the URLs for. So then we decide which websites would be most be beneficial for you.
For what they're looking to advertise there. Very good. So tell us a little bit about just what's going on with the rental market in general, because we've had a big downturn from the housing market. A lot of people came out of their houses in 2008, 2009 with the crash of the market, and we had to go into rental homes. And a lot of times we think about rental homes, we think about it just being apartments. I got to go somewhere to rent, it's an apartment. But it's not the case. There's a lot of people that were in homes that are now just renting single-family homes these
days.
That
is so true, Kate. We've seen a ton of changes in the past 4 to 7 years. And with the foreclosures, what you're talking about, a lot of larger companies coming in and buying a huge volume of homes, rehabbing them, and then creating an income stream by putting them on the rental market. Mm-hmm. So you're right. That market has changed, and single-family homes are a large part of that. In turn, you also have the people that came out of those foreclosed homes who also probably would like to go back into another home rather than an apartment, and we give mm-hmm. them choices that way.
Right. Well, and a lot of times families really need a home. They really can't function in an apartment for just for size purposes.
Exactly. Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about if somebody were had that individual home, because obviously you're dealing probably with a lot of investors who have a large portfolios. But what is the benefit of somebody who's got maybe just that one or two homes, and instead of just sticking a sign in their yard that says for rent, what's the advantage of coming to somewhere like rentals.com to help market themselves?
Well, actually, we are a national site, so it doesn't matter where the consumer is. They can look, if they want to move to Atlanta, they can be anywhere and look for a home in the Atlanta area. We also provide really easy access to consumers through our mobile app. So once you're on our site, you're automatically on the mobile app, which is huge. We get 30-35% of the leads that come from our mobile app. And in turn, the mobile app has a GPS enablement so that the consumer can look at a house and then put in their address and have turn-by-turn instructions. They can be sitting in front of the house when okay. they call about it. So a great way to do it.
Fantastic. So there's a great benefit not only for the person who's renting the home, but for the consumer as well.
True.
looking for that home. And on average, how many properties do you say you would have running on any given month?
So right now we have about 50,000 properties on our site nationwide. So that's a good number when you think about this is one of the reasons what sets us apart from other online sites is that the properties that are listed on our site are only rental properties. And sometimes the other sites will list, homes for sale and for rent. This is just selectively just rental properties. So the people that are going to our site as well are mm-hmm. only looking for rental properties.
Okay. And do you do any kind of screening or filtering for the consumer end to the property manager? Or are you just the conduit for here's what we have?
So that's an interesting question because we actually also have just launched a new product. And this new product really focuses on a lot of missed opportunities for like the individual investor or owner or even property management companies. But what we do is provide a live agent that would answer all the calls and then track those leads so that we can show you your return on investment from leads to lease.
Okay. So you're not losing the market. If they're calling, you're tracking who's coming in.
Right, exactly.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. We're listening to Annette Broadwell and Elizabeth Pope from rentals.com. Tell us a little bit about what kind of things if you are we talked a little bit about the individual homeowner. Let's talk a little bit about the larger investment groups or the larger companies that are big single family homes. What kind of things do you help provide for them, because obviously they're not just putting one site up at a time? They may have a portfolio of 500 to 1,000.
Right, and without getting into too much detail on that, we can not only connect property managers with their consumers, but we also provide branding for their companies, so advertising for their companies, and we get a large percentage of people that own individual properties that actually come on our website to see who the major players are mm-hmm. and the market to see who they want to place their property with.
Okay, so the investors you're talking about.
Exactly.
So they know who's coming. So what would if an investor was looking at your site, what kind of things would they see to say, yeah, I want to talk with this company, I want to see with this company? How would an investor use your site for their advantage? Is that a trick question?
So when you're saying investor, are you meaning the investor that you were just talking about, the one with 500 properties? Or are you saying
not the management company, people that are buying the homes and say, I want to go talk to a property management company. You're managing, you're working with a lot of different property management companies. What would the investor see?
So if the investor was going to our site and looking for a property manager, then what they would do is they would go to our site and then key in the search area that their properties may be located in. And then actually we have a list of, we have ads that have the property management names listed mm-hmm. on it. So a lot of times that's what they'll do. And of the 1.4 to 1.7 million unique visitors that we have come to our site a month, 10 to 12% of that is actually investors looking for property managers.
Wow.
So that's a good point. You know, the property manager's name is right there on the front of the ad on the first page, and a lot of times they'll call through that list.
You're like your own Google search for property managers.
We can be. Exactly.
Well, we're going to add rentals.com as the third largest Google search engine.
There you
out
go.
There's just your new marketing
for rentals,
tip.
Absolutely.
For rentals, absolutely. So if somebody were looking at rentals.com, and they were thinking, well, what other kind of things would you do? You deal with single family homes, but you said you might deal with a little bit of light commercial, but mostly single family homes, but multifamily. Let's talk a little bit about what you do with the multifamily industry.
So in the multifamily industry, we can, it's the same, a lot similar to the single unit. With that, we just have a different ad that we would put in place for the multi-unit that allows the multi-unit to place different floor plans that they have and the amenities that they have and the benefits of the community versus the property, you know, when they have a different set of, list of benefits for each product.
Mm-hmm. And so for the consumer looking for an apartment home, when I talk about multi-level for our listeners, that's apartment communities. Mm-hmm. Instead of going to each individual website for each of individual apartment community, which can be very taxing, you've given them now a one-stop shop for apartments. Can they search by specific city and say, okay, and then you give them 10 properties in that specific city? Say for Atlanta, I'm looking for an apartment in Atlanta. I can't tell you how many apartments there are in the city of Atlanta.
A ton.
And so somebody, we're looking for an apartment, you're kind of their one-stop shop for apartments.
Right, and they can even refine their search. We have a great tool for consumers that makes it very easy to refine their search based on location, on amount they want to spend, as well as bedrooms and floor plans, et cetera, down to if pets are allowed or not.
Okay.
It's very comprehensive.
All right. Now, I noticed, Annette, you are an inside account executive. Talk to us a little bit about what that means.
Well, that means I am inside most of the time, unfortunately. That means I'm on the phone most of the time. I do go out and see clients here and there, but predominantly it's just typical inside sales, a lot of phone calls.
Okay. So you're dealing specifically with the companies, trying to
correct.
Get them to come on the site.
Exactly.
And as a national account sales manager, tell us a little bit about what the difference is. What are you focusing on there, Elizabeth?
So as a national rep, we are a member of NARPM, which is the National Association of Residential Property Managers, and we actually have been awarded the 2011 and 2013 Affiliate of the Year. And so what I do is I do a lot of traveling to market to those different companies and make sure that it's across the board, you know, so that everyone is aware of us and they understand that rentals.com is right here. You know, we understand your industry. We understand what your needs are. Mm-hmm. So let me educate you on that.
Okay. And has rentals.com ever done anything? Because I think of rentals, I think of like vacation rentals. Have you ever done anything with like vacation rentals in terms of what you have out there? Maybe I'm giving you a new idea.
We actually have a tab on our site now that is for vacation rentals.
She knew that. Did you know that?
So, and when they can go there and actually schedule appointments and, you know, the time periods that they would like to from our website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that can, again, works with individuals, or is that also resorts and communities? What kind of vacation rentals would you find on?
So they have resorts and communities. We don't actually spend a lot of time focusing on that area of our site. We actually have a different company manage that for us. But, it is anyone who wants to go there and manage, you know, go on a vacation, they can definitely go to that part of our site.
Okay. And so if you were out there, for those who were listening, and you were trying to target, here's a perfect customer for rentals.com. Describe that, who your perfect customer is for us.
Anyone that has a property that they need to get filled faster. Mm-hmm. So the average time spent on market, a vacant property spends on market, is 28 days, and the rentals.com average is 14 to 18. So anyone out there that has a property, whether it be an individual or a, you know, property management company or equity company that has properties from 1 to 5,000, if you need them occupied, then list them on our site, and we'll see if we can get that time shortened for you.
And it will probably seem like a silly question, but talk to us about what is the economic benefit for a consumer to realize that that's two more weeks. You know, you say, well, it's 28 days, but you say, well, we'll get it 14 days. What's that economic benefit of that 2 weeks and the difference in their bottom line?
Oh, it's significant. Do you want to answer that, Annette? Okay. Well, that's how you go towards it. So, it's a significant difference. If you think that the average property, the rent is $1,000 a month, that's about $30 a day. So if you can shorten that by 10 days, that's $300 a month. That's back to your bottom line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if somebody's listening, whether they're a property manager or they just simply have a single home or two that they want to get rent, how would they go about getting a little more information about you?
So they can go to our site, which is www.rentals.com. And anyone who has less than five properties, they can go ahead and list those properties on the site as they feel needed. Anyone with over five vacancies at a time, then we suggest that they call us so that we can better find a better marketing plan for their whole portfolio.
Okay. So perfect. And anything else you wanted to add on that I knit? You good?
Well, I'm glad Mark told us about dishwashers. I feel much better now because I just replaced one, so I don't feel so bad now. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. I've certainly been through my share of dishwashers, and my wife convinced me to buy this new dishwasher. It was a Bosch that didn't have any spots for the pots. She goes, well, don't worry about that. Well, I should have because now I'm doing all the pots by hand.
It was a trick.
Very good. Well, you've been listening to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. Special thank you again to my panel guests for being on the show today, Elizabeth Pope and Annette Broadwell from Rentals.com, and Mark Thompson from Housemaster Property Inspections.
There you go. Thanks,
there
Kate.
There we go.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Kate.
And my name is Kate Skirmerhorn. I'm with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration, taking care of all your floor cleaning and restoration needs. To listen to this show and other Squawk Talk broadcasts, go to squawktalk.businessradiox.com. Until the next Squawk Talk, remember, when you're ready to get the job done right, set the eagle in flight.